Back here at Lakeview Arena in Marquette, Doug Garrow, the longtime coach of the Marquette Redmen here. Well, here we are. Another year, Dougie.
Yeah, nice to be back. Finally, we get some games, and hopefully we can get a full season in this year for sure.
Yeah, I mean, nothing is a given. Obviously, you see games getting canceled, at times. But last year was real difficult for the guys and for your program. I know for the coaches, too, wasn't it? You couldn't play anything till January. Then you're always on the edge of your seat if you're going to be able to play or not.
Well, last year was a weird year. You know, we started 2 weeks, and then they shut us down, and then we thought we were coming back sometime in December, and then the governor shut us down again. So it was hard for the guys to get real motivated and excited, and, you know, it's just one of those crazy years, and I'm just glad we got to finish the season and made it down to the Final Four, and got to experience that for the seniors that we had last year, and that was a good experience for them. So hopefully we can make another run at it this year, and we'll just see where see what happens.
Well, especially for those guys in 2020, where everybody knows that you guys got all the way down to Detroit and were in the hotel ready to play your state semifinal game when they pulled the plug and just came on the bus home.
Yeah, that was hard. I mean, that was hard on everybody because I thought that year we had probably the team, that we could have won the whole thing because we were that good. I thought, we skated that day and we had a pregame skate about 11 in the morning and we skated for about 15 minutes and we were spot on. We didn't miss passes. Everybody was talking. You could tell the boys were ready. And I just thought we had a real good chance that year. And it was just real disheartening to see that season be taken away. You know, really, I think they pulled the plug. And the MHSA will even admit it, that they pulled the plug way too early. They just kind of panicked. Because once the NBA and the NCAA started shutting everything down, I thought the, MHSA did the same thing. So it is what it is, and, hopefully this year, we started out with Brother Rice, and that was a team we were supposed to play down there in the semis, and we had a good win this year, so maybe that'll propel us to a pretty good season.
Where does Marquette stack up with all the – I know you'll be able to answer that question better once you've played some of the downstate teams, but you mentioned Brother Rice. You beat Lake Orion. And looking at some of the scores from these early games from other teams, it doesn't seem like there's a dominant team right now.
No, I think it's wide open. You know, we could do it. Brother Rice could do it. Mona Shores could do it. Stevenson, Heartland, Trenton, Grosse Pointe South, Division III, they've, started out well. Warren De La Salle, Detroit Catholic Central, Houghton, Calumet. I mean, it's wide open in both D2 and D3. I think D1's pretty much a foregone conclusion with Catholic Central. Usually is every year, but D2 and D3, I think, are wide open. So I think it's going to come down to the team that really, at the end of the day, is able to stay healthy, maybe navigate Corona depending on the second half, and make sure that nobody gets hurt at the wrong time or inopportune times, and get a few breaks come playoff time.
So, how do you approach these games? For example, tonight you're playing a shorthanded Escanaba team. You're going to have a couple of those this year. Knowing that you also have trips down and going to Saginaw this weekend, you've got the Muskegon teams coming up here. So how do you play these games against teams that on paper anyway you're much better than?
Well, we just want to get better every day. I mean, that's kind of our goal, is just to try to improve and be a better hockey club tomorrow than we were today. That's our goal. We want to just, if we get power plays, penalty kills, we want to work on that in these games and try to get better and try to play everybody so everybody gets their minutes and, use these games as learning tools and teaching tools for the guys for certain situations. Escanaba is going to be they work hard. They always do. Even though they only have 12 or 13 skaters, they're going to come at us, and hopefully we can, just withstand that and, use these games to get better and get ready for the competition we have when we go to these showcases.
What kind of a Redmen team do you predict this year you'll have as far as style? I mean, I've seen you have some high-profile scoring guys, a line that could, put 7-8 goals on the board. And then you've had your defensive teams where you rely on winning 1-0, 2-1. Which is it this year?
Well, I think we're going to be really good defensively. I think our defense is probably our strength with the five returners we got, really, or six returners. But, our top five, you got Joe DiMattia, Owen Reapy, Colin Nemechek, Braden Grange, and Dylan King. And then, I like our goaltending. You have Wineland Campenzi, who played Bantam last year, and then you have Anna Bizek. And everybody's going to be, I think, surprised with how good Anna really is. Nobody really gives a girl a credit, but I think you're going to see Anna play well this year for us, and the guys love playing for her, and they really increase their game and their work ethic when she's in net, and that's a testament to her. Offensively, I would say we're not really deep per se, but we have some really good high-end guys, and I'm just looking to see get some secondary scoring. So we'll be switching up lines probably throughout the year to try to find a second or third unit that can put the puck in the net along with our top unit. So we'll see. I like our team. I think we work hard. They sacrifice, they block shots, they do what it takes to win games. And if we can do that, I like our chances.
All right, best of luck after tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
You understand, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Doug Garrell, the coach of the Marquette Redmen, back to talk to Andy Johnson as the Eskimo pregame show continues from Marquette on the Eskimo Hockey Network.